So there's this like place, and it's like a 30-minute drive like out into the woods, and there's just like this singular like cemetery. There's no houses around, there's no stores, there's no gas stations, like it's just a cemetery out in the woods. And it was supposed to be like haunted, and apparently there was like a grave, what do you call the people who like take care of the graves?
Like a grave digger, grave.
Like
a groundskeeper.
Yeah, like a groundskeeper, like for the cemetery. Yeah. I can't remember what that's called, but apparently he had like died. Like he like had lived out there, and because he lived so far away, he would apparently get like hungry and like dig the bodies up and eat off of them.
And then he
died out there, and then he like haunts it, right? Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. All right. What's up, guys?
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Epic Nuggets.
I'm Jaden.
I'm Tori, and we're getting right into it.
It's Halloween. We got our Halloween special. It's October. Let's freaking go.
Y'all getting ready for this Halloween-y day.
That's right. I love Halloween. It's one of my favorites. I have two favorites. It's Halloween and Christmas. That's my two favorite holidays.
I don't have any favorites. I grew up without all this, so I'm just confused at every turn, so.
I forget about that.
Yeah, I just am like, what's going on, guys?
What
are we doing today?
I'm just happy to be here.
Please hold my hand and guide me along.
So you didn't do anything. Y'all never went trick-or-treating. You didn't decorate your house.
Nope.
You didn't go to haunted houses. Did you go to a haunted house when you were a kid?
Nope.
Never?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever been to one now?
I have. I went, bro. All right, so listen. I went from doing no haunted houses.
To all the haunted houses?
I know. I literally did the ultimate haunted house.
Oh.
Our friend, like, he was like, I'm buying tickets. Let's all go down there. It's all the way down there in, like, Stone Mountain or wherever that is. You know what I'm talking about? Is it, like,
in Georgia?
Yeah, it's the,
I think I've heard about that.
Is it, like, the, somebody it's called, told like, me Paranormal? About that. Or,
oh, yeah.
Or, is
yeah,
that
yeah,
the big one?
I think so. Somebody like was, I haven't been there.
One.
I haven't been there, but somebody, I remember everybody was talking about going last year, and then I was like,
listen, it's extreme.
Were you actually scared, though, or were you just overstimulated?
All of it. All of the above. Check,
you were scared?
Check. I was.
It's hard to scare me in those.
Here's my thing. Don't grab me.
Yeah, I'll punch you.
Don't grab me. I just ran. I ran through all of them.
Yeah.
I ran fast as hell. I actually, we were in one. I grabbed the back of this dude's backpack. The person that was in front of me.
And pulled it?
No, I just held on.
Oh.
Well, because there was like all these like, you know, like turns and like, you know, there'd be like where it would kind of like enclose and there's flashing lights and there's people popping out from under and above. I couldn't handle all that stress. So I grabbed old dude's backpack and I was like, all right, we staying together.
Don't leave me.
Like that way he couldn't go around a curve and I was like left
gosh,
by myself.
That's hilarious.
I screamed a bunch of times. They got me. So good.
Well, dang, that one might actually be worth going to maybe. You don't have anything where you're like totally enclosed though, like you can't breathe or nothing like that though.
No. Like the one that we went in, so one of them was just like, it just was scary. It was like dark and you kind of like climb in on like this weird bridge thing. And then like, as you're going through it, like stuff will like, they have like animatronic stuff though.
Oh, it's not real
like,
people?
That will like come forward.
Oh, it's not real
like
people
block your
though?
Path. No, there's real people everywhere.
Oh.
There's real people everywhere because they have, I guess, like all these like platforms and stuff. So there's people like under them and they got like these like gloved hands or like monster hands and they'll just grab you or they'll grab your foot.
You don't ever have to worry about, oh, I wonder how scary it would be to work there. I wonder if you have to sign a waiver.
Oh
what if somebody
God.
Stomps your fingies?
I don't know.
Phalanges.
It was
That's
terrifying.
What I would be worried about. I'd be scared of somebody.
But they'll come up and grab you. Like, that was like, I didn't know that. No one told me anything going in. They were just like, oh, you've never been to
Nobody
one?
Warned you?
Hee, hee, hee. Like, let's see how this goes. They're just like, ooh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. That's what everybody was just like, ooh, it's going
to
be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good for them to watch. I know, what the hell? Scared.
And they made me go first.
And you were probably like, all right, because you didn't know what to expect, I'm sure.
I was just like, all right. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, and then the second one was like, so the first one was just scary. And then the second one we went to was like, you're in like this plant. And, like, there's, like, a nuclear chemical, like, malfunction or something like that. And so it's, like, there's people with chainsaws. There's, you know, people, like their limbs were missing or something weird. Like, or they look all fucked up because it was a chemical situation.
I like jump scare stuff. Yeah. I don't like gory. Like, if it's, like,
it wasn't that crazy.
Okay.
It wasn't that crazy.
If it's, like, low-key, like...
It was scary, though.
That's okay, but if it's, like, gory, I'm the same way with movies. I love jump scare movies. I don't care if people, like, die in it, but it's one thing, like, where you show a scene where it's, like, scary and it's insinuated, like, the death is insinuated and you see him get, like, pulled off or whatever, but if they're gonna sit there and, like, go through all the trouble to film and, like, do all the, like, blood and guts and, like, the detailed,
I feel the same way. I like a good, I call them thrillers. I like a good thriller, but I'm not into,
like the blood and guts.
And, like, blood and guts.
I don't like the blood and guts. It makes me have bad dreams at night. Yeah. I don't like that. I'm sensitive.
We just watched a show the other day called The Gentleman. And it's like, I don't know, they're in like the UK or something. And this guy like ends up being like royalty or something. And he's just like this military guy.
Yeah.
And the premise is like he inherits like this farm and like all this land. And there's like people like growing weed under the farm.
Oh, I've seen this.
Yeah. But like what I appreciated about it, because we watched the whole season, which I thought it was 8 seasons. It said 8 episodes. My retarded ass fucking was disappointed as hell when we got to the end. I was like, I thought it was 8 seasons.
You're like, that was quick.
I know. I was like, yeah. But like, you know, there's all these scenes. There's like these like gangster type characters and shit. And somebody be fucking somebody up. But it doesn't show it. Mm-hmm. Like, it never, like,
Need to see what the inside of somebody's intestines looks like. You knew what they were doing?
That lady got a bat and she's like, ah, you know, she's
leave it to your imagination. We don't have to see what that would actually look like in real life. The story is still good.
The story.
Out.
If they would just focus on the story. It's like the smutty books when they get like too smutty and then you're like, when are we getting back to the storyline? Because y'all been hoarded in the house for like days.
Yeah.
Like,
we all know what you're doing.
When are you going on the rescue mission that y'all are talking about? Because y'all are lazy as hell.
That's so unrealistic, too, sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Like, I just mean, like, you know, if you were that stressed and stuff and, like, all your friends were dying around you and all this crazy stuff would happen, I doubt you would spend 3 days just cracking.
Romeo. Oh.
Cracking for 3 days.
Nope.
And all your friends and family are dying. And
we got to take action. We got to get
you're like, well, we could just... make children for 3 days first. Then we can get back to everybody dying.
We gotta make plans. We got dragons to ride. We got stuff going on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Y'all gotta get out here and handle this.
Yeah.
I need a different style of book. I need to read some different books. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't really, I don't really fuck with haunted houses anymore. Like, I grew up, once again, like, really religious. We weren't allowed to, like, do stuff like that. But one time when I was, like, 12, I was like, oh, we'll do, like, this haunted forest. And it was, like, a mile-long walk. And I actually did it with my mom, which sucked because then I wasn't allowed to say any bad words or anything.
Even when you were, like, super scared.
Even when I was scared because I got my ass beat, whatever. So... she'd be like, you know what, let me see that axe really quick. You know, like, so we're like walking, and also it sucked. So like a few people made me like jump scare right at the beginning, but then it was basically just like a mile long hike in the dark, in the mud, in the cold, and people screaming. And I was like halfway through it and I was just pissed off because I was like, this is not scary. Some dude like jumped out at me and I was like,
What's up,
Hillary? And I just looked at him, and then he was like, damn, can I get your number? And I was like, no.
You can't even stay in character. What makes
I'm the... I'm like, I don't even know what your ugly ass probably looks like. I'm under that werewolf mask, too. You don't even know how old I am. And three. How desperate are you?
I know, you can't even do your job right. What the fuck?
Nasty.
Get out of here with your hair.
So, I literally was like, no. And plus, even if I wanted to, my mom was with me. She wouldn't have let me do that anyways. Once again, she would have won my yes. So, I was like, no. So, after that, I thought that I was like just a badass at haunted houses. You know?
Yeah.
I was just like, oh.
They're lame as...
Yeah, I was like, y'all suck, whatever. Yeah. I'm not scared. Yeah. It's not real. So I thought I was a gangster. So then, like, literally years later, I was like 18 or 17, so it's like 6 years later, me and a group of my little friends, all my little bad friends, were like, oh, we're going to go to this, like, pretty, it was like a better, like, haunted house. You actually had to pay to get in. It's like $30 a pop to get in that motherfucker, you know, like, it's a better haunted house. So, yeah, I had a panic attack.
No way.
Yeah, I had a panic attack. They had to pull me out.
Oh, my God.
They had
a
panic attack. So,
you got that scared?
But it was because, like, everything was making me jump, and it was fun. Everything was fun. And then there was, like, this tunnel that you have to go through, right? And basically, you know, like, what big inflatable, like, jumping houses are made out of?
Yeah.
Like that? The walls were made out of that, and you don't know that. They look like they're, like, loose. And then when you go to walk through, they inflate it.
Oh, shit. That's a different kind of scare.
Yeah, I thought I was going to suffocate and die. And so then I started having, and it was, like, hot.
You're like, this is a malfunction.
Yeah, it was hot. And then there were, like, people coming behind me, like, the scary, like, clown guys, like, coming behind me. And, I just started hyperventilating. I was like hyperventilating. Oh,
there were no clowns at the one I went to, so
yeah.
I think they know. You know that people are just like, that's like,
well, they like
very specific.
The people on the other side, like, of the balloons, not the ones that were like chasing us, but on the other side, like, grabbed me and like pulled me out. And then I had to, like, stop and wait. We had to wait and let some people, like, pass through. And
oh, my God.
Had to breathe for a second. And then I enjoyed the rest of it. You know, it was fun.
You got back in there?
I got back in there. Oof. But, well, no, I was still, like, in that. Because it's, like, a path. You can't, like, just, like, leave. You know?
Yeah, I guess so, that makes like, sense.
So I just stood, like, there in the corner. And, like, the groups that were. Because, you know, they keep you grouped.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it was like that the other one. But they let you go in sections. Because they kind of, like, reset each section up as each little group comes through. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And then the very end of it was actually really fun. Because you think that you're out. And you're, like, in this room. And then the exit's right there. And you're like, oh, yeah, that was the end of it. We're in, like, the little empty room. And you go out. And then they shut the lights off. And then they have these clowns with chainsaws. They don't have, like, the blades on them or anything.
That's
but
too much,
they crank them all. And then the lights off. So you're trying to remember where the exit was. And you're feeling around in the dark for the door. And they're chasing you. No, that was fun. See, I like that. Because I'm, like, juking people out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm, like, and then, so that was fun. Because I'm, like, oh, this is, like, tag in the dark. I got to find the door. I like that. I don't like not being able to breathe.
Yeah, that's...
Don't like that.
That's never happened
Don't
to
like
me.
That.
I've had a few panic attacks.
It's like some. Time. It's like someone smother choking you or some shit, you know? Like...
Yeah.
But, like, it was real. It was the walls. And I was like, I'm gonna die here. You know? Yeah, that was horrible.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't really like haunted houses. Also, I feel like I have enough stress in my life. I don't need to go to a place and pay somebody money to stress me out and give me knots in my shoulders and stuff from me jumping and me having panicking because I'm, you know, simulated death.
So many things.
We simulate murder every day at the gym. I don't need any more stress in my life than that. There we go. Simulated murder. Done. I don't need to go to a haunted house.
Weapons. I'm going to go on a quick tangent just real quick.
Go
because
ahead.
It's your fault, so.
My fault?
It's your fault. Bruh. And then we'll get back to Halloween stuff. But I just finished the two seasons of Heel. Like, we finished that shit last night. Okay, I just want to say that whole show is fucking stressful.
It's stressful.
It's stressful.
I know,
and
it's so good.
I didn't know until like five episodes in, it says drama right there at the top.
Yeah.
That's like just drama.
Drama.
No comedy.
It's
no dramedy. No, just drama.
That's not funny
at all.
And
the whole time. And then the way it ends.
Bruh,
I gotta,
you can't say
listen,
it. You can't say it on here. You'd be spoiling
I won't,
it for
I
somebody.
Won't. I was tucked in the bed and it got done and I was like, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was in there. I went to go pee. I was bitching the whole time.
Yeah.
I was just like, what the fuck, bro? Like, they just
I'm saying.
Like, bruh. Like,
I was crying, though. I could not stop crying.
The way they
I was
ended
sobbing.
Some of these episodes. And, like, bro, season two, episode one,
oh,
whole
yeah.
flashback. I was just
oh,
sad.
Yeah. The dad?
I was just sad as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. And then, like, it was, like, maybe the second or third to the last one when he goes and visits his old pal. And
oh,
then, and
I
then
know.
The
yeah.
wife calls him, and he goes to be like, he was just here, and then he like kind of like
did it,
and yeah. I was like, damn, he's still trying to like preserve his buddy's like kind of like secrecy,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm like, God, like
know.
That was so.
He was literally the like the friend was the good guy the whole time.
He was the whole time, and everyone treated him so bad. Like,
I know, because you hate him.
I
at
know.
First. You hate him. You're like, get away.
Yeah, you're like, you're shit bag. Get back.
Bruh.
I know.
I cried. I know, dude. We had to, like, binge it and finish it because we were watching it every night before bed. And then
sad.
We're just late. No, but it's so stressful.
Oh, because you're laying there.
And then we're
about
just
it.
Laying awake in bed. And I'm like, bro, I'm too hyped up right
Yo.
Now. I just resonated so hard with. With so much of it too, though, like
yeah.
I really resonated with it. Like it made me. I'm telling you, that
well,
show made me cry.
Some small town,
dude. Yup.
Shit. I think I resonated at the end, probably with Ace the most, just because
really?
I was like, wow, like yeah, like he's charming. You know?
I think I feel like I resonate with the. The big brother, I can't remember, Jack.
Jack.
I'd resonate
yeah, he's
with
like
Jack
trying to
the
protect
most.
Everybody and, like, keep everything in check.
And yeah, and then he's just still, like, trying to, like, chase this dream. And he, like, that one scene where he was just, like, where him and Ace were talking. And he was like, if we, like, quit wrestling and we do all this other stuff, you know. He's like, and we could do it well. Like who are we?
Dude, I know.
And he's like, we're not anybody if we're not... Like wrestling, and I was like crying because I'm like, oh, I feel the same way.
Oh,
God. You know, like,
oh, my Jesus so, Christ.
It's such a good show.
Look, by the end of it, I was like,
you know, that
I
wasn't
think
supposed
might...
to be the end of the whole show, though.
Wait, is that the end?
Yeah. So there's supposed to be more seasons that were supposed to come out.
There's
but,
not now?
But yeah, Star, whatever thing had it, the Star.
Y'all made me suffer through all that stress.
Yeah, and then it got
and
canceled.
That's the fucking end.
And it got canceled.
Bro, what the fuck? I'm so mad right now. I'm so mad.
It got canceled. Yeah. Why the fuck do you have a stick?
Goodbye. Spiders.
And where'd she get it?
Spider webs everywhere.
Yeah. But it was such a clean stick. Anyways. Yeah.
Well,
it got canceled.
That's
and
so fun.
And the only way that there'll be more seasons is if Netflix picks it back up and like finishes the rest of the seasons. But it was a different like show that made those, not Netflix. Netflix just bought it when it got canceled. And I don't even know if I want Netflix to do more of it because they're going to fuck it up and make it cheap. Netflix makes everything cheap. You fucking suck, Netflix. Oh, yeah?
What the hell are they doing outside with that goddamn stick?
How are they going to try to be quiet going out the door, but then they're going to bang on the windows like that? And everyone knows when you get a spider web down, you go like this. You don't hit
yeah.
it.
It's like
fuck?
It's like when
you
try
don't
to
hit
get
it and drag
you try to
it
get
down.
Money out of the jar, you like
you spin it. The fuck?
Or like when you wax with a wax
pot. I'm judging,
bruh.
You've been judged.
All right, I derailed us, so.
No, you're good.
So I'll get us back on
track. Yeah, but y'all should watch Heels. It's good.
It was good. It was good. It was worth watching. It just was, it was a drama. So it did well as that, if you know.
You will be stressed. I can guarantee it.
That's true.
But yeah, I don't fuck with haunted houses. Do not.
Have you ever, was there anywhere like really haunted that you were like in or like ever had to deal with? Yes. Okay.
Just once.
Just one time.
Yeah, because let me fucking tell you something. One of the reasons I get so irritated with all these haunted movies is because in real life, I would do exactly what I did in this other situation.
All right, shock it to me.
You know, all these movies, all these weird little shitty things start happening, and they just don't do anything about it. And they're like, oh, like, yeah, there's only, like, randomly, like, a dead dog and a pentagram in my basement. And then they just they just clean that shit up and continue on as normal.
Yeah, they're like, oh, no. I just still live here.
Yeah, y'all are fucking retarded. All because right, let me tell you what happens in real life. Or when the kids go out in the haunted woods or whatever. Okay, so there's this place in Mississippi. It's a graveyard. And when I tell you that it is in the middle of fucking nowhere, like, I thought I lived in the middle of nowhere. No, it's literally on this one singular, like, dirt road. No gravel. It's just like dirt mud path, like all the way out to, it's like a 30 minute drive, like into the woods. Okay, so once again, this was when I was hanging around all my little bad friends, you know, we thought we were so cool. We were all, this was around Halloween, and we had all just went out and rolled all our teacher's yards.
Oh shit, y'all were bad kids.
Yeah, one of them we forked. Which is where you, if you don't know what that is, that's when you bring a box of plastic forks and you stab them
everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's just a lawn of like 500.
500 forks. But that teacher was a dick. He was one of the football coaches. I hated that motherfucker. He was so rude. He deserved it is what I'm saying. Bruh. But anyways, so.
How come dumb in people's yards ain't a thing? Just pull all the wrappers off. That
would be horrible.
Pull all the wrappers
Bring
off.
Bring a cup of water.
Yep. And dunk them in the water and just fucking throw them everywhere. Because, like, good fucking luck. Let me tell you, we had a parade the other day because.
Oh, they were stuck everywhere.
Dude, they're on the street. And also, you know how hard it is to throw dum-dums?
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking hard. They just, like, they're.
They're not very dynamic.
They're top heavy, so
yeah,
they just
they're not very dynamic.
I saw these kids throwing this candy because I got stuck in traffic trying to leave to avoid the parade.
Would it hit your car?
Some of it got pretty close, but I was on the
that
other side
been
of the road.
An issue.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was they were trying to throw it toward the grass side of the road, and I was on like the road. You know?
Yeah.
And so they were trying to throw these, and I was like, "Look at these fucking kids, bro! They're like 8. They can't throw.
They're not even coordinated enough to be doing
not destined
that.
For baseball like a lot of their dads would hope.
Yeah.
They're, trash.
Disappointment to your family.
Trash. Throwing skills. All right, so graveyard.
So,
30 minutes.
So, yeah, we have been, like, rolling on our teacher's yard, which I have a funny story about, too, because we almost got, one of we got busted, because one of these little kids that we ran around with, like, he gave no fucks. He ended up in jail later, he gave no fucks. And we're, like, rolling the yard, and to give us all, like, a good scare, like, he got what he wanted, bro, because this teacher was, like, stuck up. Like, he would call the cops on you. He didn't care. He was like, send you the principal's office that quick, like type of teacher. You know, call your mama and daddy just because you made a bad face at him. Like, he just was rude. So, he kind of lived like out and about. And we, one of the little kids, we'll call him Craig. Craig just threw the toilet paper right at the window and hit the window. And you see the lights flick on and we're like, and we had parked because there was nowhere to park where he wouldn't like hear the truck or see the truck because nobody should be down the drive. We had to park like away from the house. So all the lights click on and we're like trying to, we're thinking, like, should we just hide in the way, like in the trees? Or and he slings the door open and he's like, stop! And we're like, oh my God. Fuck! Run! And we're like fucking running as fast as we can. I'm thankfully athletic, but like these other girls that I like that were there with me were not athletic. So I'm like running with the boys and I look back. One of the girls had tripped on the pavement. Classic. And yes, she was white. And she hits the floor, and I'm like, bro, get up. And the teacher comes, and his arm was, like, right here on my arm. And I, like, snatch it and just take off towards the truck. We, like, barely get in the truck, and we just peel off and sling grass, like, fucking everywhere, dude. Oh my God. We're just, like, throwing toilet paper out the window as we go. But, yeah, we were bad. But,
damn.
It was hilarious. So that's what we have been doing. We were already worked up. We rolled everybody's yard. And we were like, well, what do we do now?
Somebody had a fucking idea, didn't
they? Craig had a fucking idea, because Craig always had all the ideas. And for whatever reason,
y'all followed.
We were always down to do it. Like, always. Like, it was so bad. We got in so much trouble. Anyways, so stupid. So there's this, like, place, and it's, like, a 30-minute drive, like, out into the woods, and there's just, like, this singular, like, cemetery. There's no houses around. There's no stores. There's no gas stations. Like, it's just a cemetery, like, out in the woods. And it was supposed to be, like, haunted, and apparently there was somebody, there was, like, a grave, what do you call the people who, like, take care of the graves?
Like a grave digger, grave.
Like
a groundskeeper.
Yeah, like a groundskeeper, like for the cemetery. Yeah. I can't remember what that's called, but apparently he had like died. Like he like had lived out there, and because he lived so far away, he would apparently get like hungry and like dig the bodies up and eat off of them.
And then he
died out there, and then he like haunts it, right? So
what kind of fucking story is this, bro?
So
fucking zombies.
So yeah, basically. So like yeah. So but apparently he like died out there, and then he like haunts it, and then like apparently like a lot of like obviously it's a graveyard too, so there's like other like spirits or whatever. So we go out there, and when I tell you it was just like a movie, like all the trees just lined and there's just black between all the pine trees, and there's just like this road, and we're like pulling up, and we're all like, it was just like a movie. We're like teenagers, we're cracking jokes. We're like, oh, bro, like y'all, you guys, and it was me, my boyfriend at the time, his best friend, and then his girlfriend, and then me and her were like friends. So, ish. Pretty shallow, but anyways. She got on my nerves. But anyway, so we're like pulling up, and they're like trying to talk about who's gonna like go out there. And they're like, oh, like, you know, like you're scared. And back then I was the one that was like, I'm not scared of shit. Watch this. Yep. That was me. Yep. I was that one.
I'm about to kick this party off. Right.
I was always the one to do it, dude. Like I was down. So I was like, man, and I don't believe in that stuff either. So I was like, y'all are stupid. I was like, watch this.
Yeah.
So they're like, don't get out. Like, we just wanted to come look at it. Like, we didn't want to get out. And I like,
for real.
Yeah. So I was like, flung the door open, and I was like, y'all are PYs. So I start walking towards the graveyard, and it was like, it got like cold as shit, I swear. Like, it just was like, I got like chills. And I was like, that's what I was saying to myself. I was like, dude, I'm just getting chills because I can feel them being scared. Their energy is projecting on me. Yeah, like, this got, is like, not some real.
Anxiety.
Yeah. Well, it had one of those like tombs. Not a tomb, but yeah, like one a mausoleum. Of the, a mausoleum where you can go in, and then the body, like, oh, and the thing is in
that.
There.
Why do people, why did they even make those?
So, I was like, God. I'm going in here. Y'all are scared. I'm like, huh? I'm like, y'all are scared. And the boys were like,
get fucking trapped in
there. Well, they're like, we can't let her go. And they're like, oh, that's like so fucked up. So the boys like jump out because and then the girl was like, well, I can't like stay in the truck by myself, so I have to go too. And they're like, please come back to the truck. Please come back to the truck.
Oh my God.
And all you can see are like the headlights, and then like the steam from like the air, like just floating through the air. It's at night.
Oh,
it's pitch black. It's one, we already rolled yards. It's like 1 a.m, like midnight, 1 a.m.
Uh-uh.
So we go, and I'm like talking all this shit, and all of a sudden we start hearing leaves crunch.
Uh-uh.
And then I like froze, and I was like, and they're like, dude, please let's go back. And I was like, bro, like it's just like rabbits like hopping around or whatever. Like y'all are being, but I was scared. I started like getting scared.
Freaked out.
And I was like, let's just go in here and like look in this thing. And I don't know if it was a bird or a bat or what, but it was like, and it like screeches and swoops down, and we scream bloody murder. God. We just started screaming and like trying to get it off us, and then we bolted back to the truck. Scariest thing ever, bro. I was so scared, bro. So dumb. It was, but I was like, we were like, it's him. Like, he's gonna
eat it. He was eating dead bodies, not live ones.
Yeah, yeah. We were like, he's getting there. It's a spear. He's gonna kill us. He's like, I told you this place was haunted. Bro, it was so funny, It was so creepy out there. Oh my gosh, it was so creepy. And referring back to like the shit they do in like movies and stuff. Yeah, as soon as I was like, I'm like, nope, I'm leaving and I'm never coming back. And that's the end of it. That's the end of the story.
That's it.
There's not a whole drawn out fucking movie about this shit.
We're not doing any more than this. I'm done.
Yep. I was like, well, and I'm done for life too. Anything spooky?
I'm out.
It's haunting? I have had my fair share of being frightened. I don't fuck with it.
Yeah, the elementary school I went to growing up was haunted. And there was like a house down the way, and it was like big like oak trees with like the moss and shit hanging down. All of it was spooky in the house. There was a house, it was called the Swift House, I think. And it was rumored to be like haunted. And I don't know. I don't think we ever went down there. I think we were supposed to go on a field trip to it one time, but then we didn't or something like that.
I'm like, was there a story about someone getting killed in it or something?
I think it was something like that, yeah. Or like one of the spouses had died, and it was like, but how did they die?
You know,
did you ever
read How to Kill a Mockingbird?
No.
It's good.
Okay, I'll read it.
It has something similar like that, though, and it's really good.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Anytime we'd have a school event, though, like, where it would, like, would be, like, after dark, though, like, the kids would kind of be, like, running around.
Touch the house.
Well, it would just be like, the rumor was it was like the school was built on an Indian burial grave.
I don't think I believe in spirits, but I believe that if there was like such a catastrophic event that like the energy, I do feel like the energy of an area could be really changed.
Right.
If it was like big and like sad enough and bad enough.
I think so too.
You know?
But yeah.
That's like, why I don't think like scars. I don't think like all cemeteries are scary like that.
We went to that one in Savannah, and I thought it was like, it was really interesting.
It's like you're like, I could honestly be here at night. Like,
and
it's
it was
not,
beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not going to any cemetery at night. I won't do it.
Yeah.
I don't care who dies and how much I love you. I'm not going there at night.
Well, we done talked about how I'm not trying to be buried in
a
damn cemetery.
You're going to be buried in a backyard
to get that tax benefit.
That's right. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I don't fuck with haunted houses. I'm not doing scary shit.
Mm-mm. Not watching no gory movies with you.
Nah.
And especially, I'm trying to snack while I fucking watch movies.
But I will dress up.
Yeah.
And we can watch, like the funny Halloween movies.
Yeah.
Like, the one with the three witches. What's that one?
I need to watch that one. I don't think I've watched that.
Hocus Pocus.
Or,
Hocus Pocus is funny.
What's that one? A scary movie. All the scary movies. One,
those are
three.
Funny.
Those are hilarious.
Those are hilarious.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm in the house. It's just stupid. So I did.
Take my little hand. Yeah. It's my strong hand. You want mashed potatoes? Yeah.
That one's funny. That's when Sean put those on, and when he first put them on, I was like,
these are dumb.
I was like, what are these?
Yeah.
What are we watching? Because I was severely against even thrillers at that point. Yeah. And he was like, just wait.
Dumb.
And then it was spoofy, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I can
it's funny. See, I like shit like that. I like the lighthearted shit. I'm not trying to stress myself out, give myself nightmares. I watched, you ever seen that movie Leatherface?
Mm-mm.
Once again, this was my rebellious stage. So I just got out away from my parents. They never let me watch anything scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm watching the scariest shit I can get my hands on. I was like waking up at like 2 a.m, like crying.
Mm-hmm. That stuff gets psychological.
Well, because that's what it was about. It was supposed to be like a real person. It wasn't like any of this like mystical shit. It was just this psychopath who had like a really bad family situation. Then he got put in a psych ward, and then he got out, and then he killed a bunch of people. And then it just makes me so paranoid because I'm like, cool, I can't make eye contact with anyone in public. That's random because you might randomly like latch on to me and try to and follow me home and kill me and my whole family. You know, that type of shit fucks with me.
Yeah. I feel like I got like that with James Patterson. That's why
we also have guns in the house.
For a little while, because I was reading like one particular one where this guy was like chopping up the body and like leaving pieces of it all over the city. And I was like, I have gotten to stop reading this type of shit.
I can't watch.
Because I'll just be laying in bed like, and I had this big window, you know, growing up, and my bed was right next to the window.
Yeah, me too.
You'd hear like a little scrape or something.
Yeah, me too.
And you'd be like,
That's when it's, like, real quiet and your breath catches and you're, like, trying to breathe, but it's, like...
Oh, my God. You know? You turn out the lights and then you're like, trying to breathe and it's too loud and
You're, like, someone would know I'm in
here. Right? Yeah. And then you, like, pull the covers over your head. Like, that's going to do anything.
Have you seen that video that people did where it was, like, he was, like... running through the house and like a demon is just like a guy in like a black suit was chasing him and he jumps in the bed and pulls the covers over and the guy with the knife is like, damn it. He's so like stupid.
That is like and how you the feel. Guy
like peeps his head out and he's like boom, and he's like, oh, you know?
I don't know why that is.
It doesn't make any sense. It's fabric.
It's not gonna keep anything
away. It's not.
Demons can't. They can get through that, probably. What the hell?
They can sit on top of it. Something.
Oh my God.
I'm like, golly, that's hilarious. Did you do the thing when you were little where you like turn the light off and then bolt through the house too? Like you. It's like if you're in the kitchen and you're getting a snack.
Yeah.
And it's like as you leave your bedroom, you turn every single light on, like the bedroom light.
Yeah.
The bathroom light.
Yeah.
The hallway light. And then the kitchen light.
And then as you come back, you're like,
yeah. Whoo, yeah. Whoo. It's like I have to turn the kitchen light out, bolt through the kitchen into the hallway. Turn the light on the hallway, bolt through, you know.
I still fucking do that.
I don't do that anymore.
I still fucking do that a little bit.
I think the jujitsu has.
It's a fast paced walk, but I do it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, but yeah,
I don't feel that way. I think the difference too, though, is like I can like traipse around my room in the dark and stuff, and it doesn't. I don't feel like I ever have to have the light on, but it's because I know I'm in my room.
Yeah,
and the bedroom door is locked too. I think that's we always lock the bedroom door when we go to sleep. So
I do that when Sean's gone.
I do that even when I put my door
real close.
Yeah.
Because if you get through that door, you're getting popped. So, like, if I know you, you better not.
You better be able to make it through the door.
You better knock and say, you better state your business and who you are real fucking quick. Because if not, you're getting blasted, dude. Immediately.
You ever seen that movie called Home Intrusion? Invader? It's a good one. It's about that.
Okay.
And it's a happy ending.
Okay.
I like happy ending movies.
Yeah, me too.
It's not like an all the way happy ending. Like,
it can't just leave me going, what the hell?
No, it's like that damn. That happens
to me a lot.
It's like he went through all that shit, but he did that shit. It came full circle. He won. There was still loss, though.
Oh, well, yeah.
But, you know, yeah.
You can't. You got to cut characters out of the plot. That's part of the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
I saw she wrote.
We gotta wrap this up. Fucking Chipotle burrito right the hell up.
That's right. Tin foil and all.
I'm saying.
Weigh that bitch, slap the label on it.
Here's your burrito, baby. Go check out.
$15.95. Shit, these days?
$25.95. $23. Be a cheap date. Now you ain't getting out of there without like less than $45 for like two persons.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, just like that burrito, we're about to roll out. We're rolling.
Yep.
So.
Catch us on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Instant Ham, TikTok, all the things.
Yeah. Leave us some spooky comments.
That's right.
Send us some stories.
Yeah, tell us about a spooky story you had or a haunted place. Do you have a haunted?
Yeah. What we want to know about it.
I want to know.
Is that the Tarzan song? That's a Tarzan song.
I wanna know. Will you show me?
That's the one.
I wanna know about the strangers like me.
White men. Oh. Too honest, Tory Rob, truth bomb steady. Scrappy thing and joke slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.